go out to the phone line, bring on my guy Kyle over at Sixth and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouse's Point, New York, also at Swanton Lumber and sixthandstuff.com. If you have home projects or, well, or you're a licensed contractor, they are the people to call. Kyle, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm enjoying this last stretch of weather. We're borderline too hot, but like I said before, I don't have to shovel sunshine.
Yeah, that's for sure. What do we got? What should we know right now? What are you guys seeing a lot of?
A lot of people are still doing the final push, especially for paint and stain projects. I know Cabot Stain has been flying out the door as fast as we can get it in. So that's probably the number one thing that people are trying to button up right now. I am seeing an increase in customers coming in for like weather stripping and spray foam insulations where everyone's kind of getting their windows and doors ready for the colder weather. I know we've had a couple mornings where if you have a draft in your house, it's probably been a little more apparent than the last few months. But other than that, great news. So St. Albans is live with our Valspar paint. We have a couple days left where we will be offering California paint products. And after that, we will be I'm strictly Valspar, but a lot of customers have come in and they're very excited for the new paint line. So I think it's going to be great.
Anything new in the flyer coming up? Obviously, a new month begins tomorrow. Anything we should be kind of aware of?
To be honest with you, I haven't even looked at it yet because we've been running around kind of crazy for our big reset that's happening in St. Albans. So the second week in October, we're going to have quite a bit of product. We're having two tractor trailer loads of product specifically just for our location that are going to be getting dropped off. And then one of our partners is going to be bringing in a crew of people from like 16 to 20 people who fly in and they help us with the reset. So we're going to be tearing all the product down, getting rid of some of the older shelving, bringing in all new shelving, and we're getting a real spit shine. So it's going to be busy. I do have people who work on the flyer. If anyone is interested in the flyer, I'll have to see if maybe we can put a copy of it up on Facebook like we generally do.
Yeah, that's certainly good. And flyers are also usually available at sixandstuff.com as well. Do the hours change at all as we go towards fall?
So the hours do change. They get adjusted a little bit. So generally it's when we set the clocks back or ahead is around the time when we adjust our hours. We do go from closing at 5 o'clock to closing at 4:30 when that daylight savings time adjustment is available.
Not till November, luckily.
Right, yeah, so it's not going to be for a while. St. Albans is still open 7 to 4 on Saturdays and 8 to 12 on Sundays also.
Kyle over at Sixth and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. Kyle, anything we should know elsewhere before I let you go?
Swing in and check out our Fiskars, pruners, and loppers. It's getting to be that time where once the plants go a little more dormant than they are now, you're going to want to do any pruning that you have before spring.
There you go. I love that. We're talking about spring before we even get to winter. That's nice. I like to hear it. So 450 on DEV. Kyle, we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.